Okay, years ago, we went on a mission trip, and a few times we went with a group called Team Effort, and kids would run it, 19-year-olds, 18, 20, and our guide or leader, I guess, his name was BK, and we were in Pennsylvania, Blue Knob, I think it was called, at a ski area, and we were working at a home where there was a trailer and a big shed. And this shed had been there for years, just open. I mean, it didn't look open to the elements, but there was water in there. The mold in there smelled so bad. There were, you know, people being there working. You had to leave, even with a mask on. You had to leave for a while because you just started feeling dizzy and stuff. And so Dan Tater took over for a while. He was in there. I mean, things were just piled in there. Christmas trees, old computers. I can't even remember. And so we took turns, and other people working on the other parts of the trailer and the yard and stuff. And, I always forget this, sorry. every day before we started working, BK would read a passage and pray for us. And that morning he got up and said that he hadn't prepared a passage. And normally every day he would prepare something, and this day he just decided to read 1 Corinthians 13. And I looked it up on my phone this morning. I was going to read it, but it's already been read to you today. And here's a God thing. Okay? That's what I call God things. So anyway, he read it. Love is patient. Love is kind. So then we said, okay. Fast forward back, go back to working in the shed. So we get, things are being taken out and smelly, and in the back of this shed is a closet, and you know, no doors on it, just stuff in there. And as you know, we get to emptying it out, Dan Tater calls me over, there's a window, and he goes, "Dawn, come here." And he says to me and shows me this thing and says, "This is the last thing in this shed." And I looked at it, and I stopped, and I said, okay, hold on just a second. I stopped everybody from working. I called them all over, and I said, we got everything out of the shed, and this is the last thing that's taken out. And I tried to find it here in the church yesterday. I came, and I couldn't find it, but it was a frame with a music box that played Love Makes the World Go Round. And in the frame was the passage, 1 Corinthians 13. So for him to read that, not even having it planned, just decided to do that, the last thing in the shed, your passage being 1 Corinthians 13, I mean, these are all God things. And the kids were just, it wasn't a coincidence. It just couldn't have been. So I mean, you got to look for those God things in your life, and it was pretty amazing.